Okay, let's review Pesach and Daf Lamed Vav. Tan Rabbanon, the Braisa records the Machlokas where the Maaser Sheni can be used for Matzah in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili derives from the phrase Lechem Oni, which is pronounced Oni, that Matzah has to be something eaten in a state of grief, whereas Maaser Sheni is eaten besimcha, with great joy, so Maaser Sheni cannot be used for Matzah. Rabbi Kiva says that Lechem Oni just teaches that the ingredients of Matzah should be simple, without any added honey, oil, or wine, but Maaser Sheni can certainly be used. The fact that it's pronounced Oni teaches that the matzah is lechem sha'onin alav dvarim harbe, a bread that we use as a prop in performing the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. So the Gemara asks, does Rabbi Akiva isa shenel shabiyayin v'shem l'dvash lo? Does Rabbi Akiva really hold that dough for matzah cannot be made with wine, oil, or honey? We have a brisa where Rabbi Gamliel says that such dough should be burned. The Chumash say it can be eaten, and Rabbi Akiva says, shavti haisi Haisa Eitzel Rabbi Elaz Rabbi Shua Velashilem Isa B'Yayin Hashemen Udvash Velo Amrli Dava. He had made such matzah in front of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua and Pesach, and they didn't criticize him. Apparently, Rabbi Kiva held that matzah can be made with such ingredients. So the Gemara answers that Habi Yom Tov Rishon Habi Yom Tov Sheni. Rabbi Akiva would only have a problem with such matzah on the first night of Pesach, when we need the matzah for the mitzvah. But since it isn't chametz, it can be used on the remaining days of Pesach. That's no problem. In fact, Rabbi Shua had his children make him matzah kneaded with milk on Pesach. In light of the issue to make milk with bread, there are two explanations of how he was able to have them make matzah with milk. First one is that maybe it wasn't really with milk, it was with honey. And the second is pe'in tura shari. Ke'in tura shari. When the bread is made in small quantities, like the size of an ox's eye, then it's mutter to make it milchik. V'shavin shein lashon esi isa b'posh. From the Braisa says that everybody agrees not to knead the dough for matzah with lukewarm water. The Gemara asks, Mai shnami minachos? Why does the Mishnah say that we do need karbonos mincha, which also can't be chametz with warm water? So the Gemara answers in Yomar b'Zrizin, Yomar b'Shein's reason, since the kneading of the karbonos mincha is done in the base of Migdash, even if not always done by Kohanim, we can trust that they'll be extra careful to make sure it doesn't become chametz. We don't allow the sisa, soaking the grain by a karbon mincha, since Einar b'Zrizin v'lo b'makom's reason, that's neither done by Kohanim nor in the base of Migdash. We allow the sisa by the mincha sa'omer, since it's a karbon seaboard and it's overseen by the Beis Din. The Gemara now moves on to discuss making matzah with bikurim grain and focuses on three issues. First, the Braisa records in Machlokas how we know that matzah cannot be made from bikurim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns this halacha from the pasuk that says b'kol moshvos eichem tochlu matzos, which strongly implies that matzah has to be made from something that can be eaten anywhere, and since bikurim can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, they cannot be used for matzah. Rabbi Kiva originally holds that it's due to the connection between matzah and maror that we cannot make matzah from bikurim, just like maror cannot be bikurim because none of the seven meaning that our soul is praised with are kosher to use from Mars, so too matzah should not be made from Bikurim. Ultimately, though, Rabbi Akiva changes his mind and agrees to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Second, the Braisa derives from the fact that the Torah used the word matzos twice, that the matzah can be made from Maaser Sheni, even though Maaser Sheni, like Bikurim, can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Umari Isa l'rabos Maaser Sheni l'hotzi Bikurim. The Gemara asks, what makes us decide to use a drasha to allow Maaser Sheni while using the other drasha to exclude Bikurim, if after all, the very similar to each other, in that neither of them are allowed to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim? So the answer is that according to Rabbi Lazar, Maaser Sheni that is in Yerushalayim can still be redeemed and eaten outside of Yerushalayim in a circumstance where you can't finish eating it in Yerushalayim. So it at least has that potential. Third, the Gemara explains Rabbi Yossi Aglili didn't use the term lechem oni to disqualify bikurim because he holds like Rabbi Shimon that even an onin can eat bikurim. The Rabbanon hold that an onin cannot eat bikurim because the Torah mentions it together with Maaser Sheni, which an onin cannot eat. Rabbi Shimon holds an onin can eat bikurim. The Rabbi Shimon holds an onin can eat bikurim. The Torah calls it truma, and an onin is allowed to eat truma. The fact that the Torah says v'simachta b'chalatov in the context of bikurim does not teach that bikurim have to be eaten when an individual is happy, just that bikurim are eaten at a time in the calendar of simcha, specifically between Shavuos and Sukkot. Then the daf concludes with a brisa that learns a different halacha from the phrase lechemani. Tan Rabbanan lechemani prat l'chalutu l'ashisha. Lechemani teaches matzah cannot be made in a very fancy way, like scalded bread and a very large loaf. However, it does not have to be coarse either, since the words matzos teach afilu k'matzos shel Shlomo. We can have matzos of a quality that would be fit for Shlomo HaMelech.